I'll tell you right now, the really big stuff is pretty well cleaned up. We're working in yards and alleys and stuff like that. And the main thing that we need right now, Jay, is hands. I mean, we need people with rakes and shovels and forks, and even a few chainsaws weren't hurt yet. But otherwise, we're doing pretty good. I mean, it's surprising where we've come from on Saturday morning to where we ended up with on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got a lot of cleanup to do. And as far as heavy equipment, we're doing pretty good on that. We could use a couple more Bobcats with grapple forks on, and trailers is the main thing. Dump trailers would really be handy.
Okay.
But otherwise we're hanging in there. We're sitting pretty good right now.
So anybody listening that says, hey, you know what? I've got some dump trailers, or I got trailers. I got a Bobcat. I can come out there and run or lend. How do people get to you? Do they need to call first, or is there a staging area out there? How does it work, Mayor?
Well, if you roll in the page, we got kind of a command center set up at the fire hall.
Okay.
And the fire hall is right on Main Street. Or my cell phone number, or we've got another guy that's around. He's Kyle Erickson, and it should be on the City of Page Facebook page for a number there. We've been kind of using the Page Facebook page for information right now because our auditor is out of town. So,
okay.
But if you go to the Page Facebook page, you should be able to find a contact number for Kyle Erickson. Or as much as I want to give it out, because everybody in half the state of North Dakota's got it, I can give you my cell phone number too.
So basically, you just need some hands on deck. We need some people moving, using rakes, shovels. Could use some Bobcats. Could really use some dump trailers.
Right now, the hot commodity would be dump trailers. Because right now, we've got one big lot that we have filled with trees, and we started another lot, and they're both on opposite ends of town. So anything that's on the south end of town's got to go all the way to the north end of town now, or vice versa, the way it was when we first started. So we got to go the other direction now, because we got so many trees in one pile that, when we burn it, it's going to take forever.
Wow, that's going to be one hell of a bonfire. Wow.
It's about 4 acres, and it's stacked about 15 feet high.
How many acres?
About 4 acre lot, and it's stacked about 15 feet high.
Wow. So what, oh man, what did you think when you woke up Saturday morning and saw your beautiful little community of Page? Was it just did not look the same?
I cannot say those words on the radio, Jay.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet. you're not the only.
I come out Sunday or Saturday morning about 5 o'clock. I got out and I looked down my street. I started there and I looked down my street, and there's poles and wires and everything down all over. So I decided to do the Tennessee Shuffle.
Oh.
Went up to the city shop, and I started looking down streets and took the city tractor out. We got a grapple fork on it, so I decided to try to move some stuff. And I drove down Main Street, and every street I looked down, you could not see the end of the street.
That's
it was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like the sheriff said. He said, it looked like somebody dropped a bomb in town. You know, the thing about it is, Jay, I'm no spring chicken anymore, but I have never seen the wind come up about 5 after midnight, and it blew steady for an hour and 20 minutes at 90 to 110 miles an hour.
Is that something?
And there was no gust. I mean, it was just a straight wind. It didn't go up and didn't go down. If it did, it was 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was that derecho that our chief meteorologist Dean was talking about. He said basically he's never seen any in his 30 plus years of being a meteorologist. He's never seen anything like this. And he said that that derecho that came in basically collapsed that tornado. If that derecho would have came in, that tornado probably would have hit the Fargo metro area. Couldn't imagine the destruction that would have happened here.
It's unbelievable. Like I said, I've never seen it. And just a little quick thing for you here. I work on a farm, and we've got irrigators, and we got, I call them a wind meter because I can't say ammonometer or whatever it's supposed to be. And it recorded the wind at 111 miles an hour.
Oh. And that's sustained. That's not gusting. Those are winds that were, like you said, for like an hour plus. This just, it didn't stop.
It was an hour and 20 minutes, Jay. I mean, and it was kind of funny. My wife and I were up, and my wife goes to me and said, "What the heck is that sound?" She didn't say it that way, but it was pretty close. And I said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's just the shingles leaving the roof." I mean, you could just hear the shingles popping off the roof. That's how bad it was.
And there's nothing you could do.
Unbelievable.